From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law. The heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee told reporters General Michael Flynn did not properly disclose payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. The rare show of bipartisan consensus in Capitol Hill came after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. Press Secretary Sean Spicer downplayed claims that the White House had denied the request, saying the committee had received all the documents it needed from other agencies. The White House responded Tuesday by saying it does not know if Flynn broke the law in the course of making contact with and receiving payments from foreign governments. Turkish warplanes on Tuesday targeted fighters from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, and a key Kurdish affiliate on the Iraqi-Syrian frontier. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 18 people were killed in the strikes and warned the death toll is likely to rise. Turkey, the United States, and the European Union have designated PKK as a terrorist organization. Afghanistan's largest TV station reports Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base left more than 250 soldiers dead. The report also accused authorities of hiding the truth. The Afghan government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Senate, the upper house of the parliament, informed lawmakers on Sunday that security officials told him the death toll stood at a